good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. News Director Dave Doney, thanks for joining us today. Joel Riley will be in here in just a few seconds. Cloudy outside and rain throughout the day. Rain tonight as well, and then possibly some rain on Tuesday. But I'll tell you what, our special guests today, Jerry and Lisa Miller from the Granville Kiwanis Club, I'm assuming you guys will be happy with the rain now as opposed to later this week for the big 4th of July celebration.
It always makes life a lot easier when you have a nice dry 4th of July.
And what we're getting here in right now is not the best of weather. I know you guys just walked in here and it wasn't exactly great outside, but again, you'll take it now. Just don't have it on the 4th. How exciting is this for you guys, Lisa? Every year, I mean, is a lot of work goes into it. I understand that, but I mean, folks just enjoy being down in Granville for the 4th of July. How exciting is this?
Yeah, it really is exciting. And there's lots of fun things going on during the 4th. One of the biggest things is that it seems to be class reunion time for Granville High School. You just kind of know that if you graduate from Granville High School, your class reunion is going to be over the 4th of July, and we'll have several floats in the parade of, I think the class of 70 is coming through. I know that you'll see lots of Granville High School graduates coming through the parade. So lots of families, lots of family reunions, and lots of class reunions.
Mm-hmm. You talk about that because it is funny. You'll see the float come through and all those folks, and I'll hear them talking about, oh, I remember when I was in the band and all this and all that. I mean, yeah. They do, Jerry. I mean, yeah. Folks do love to come back and talk about this and see old friends.
Yeah, it is a great reunion time. And I played golf with a couple of guys who graduated in 70. They didn't have their 50th class reunion because of COVID. Mm-hmm. And so now this 55th reunion for them is a big deal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very important time.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised, Joel, when I saw Jerry walk in today because I figured he would be on a golf course, even though it was raining. I don't know how many times I've been over at Granville and I see him walking around playing golf. I'm like, this guy, does he do anything for Granville Kiwanis?
I mean, it's a little rainy this morning, Dave. Cut the guy a little bit of slack.
Yeah, but I still thought he wouldn't be. I was like, wow, it's because, you know, we had daughter in last year, Melissa.
Yeah,
so she
Melissa.
Must have really got on you, Jerry.
She did. Well, and we were fortunate. We actually played golf yesterday after all the rain that came through on Saturday. I was surprised, but everything was so hard, it just kind of ran off and ended up being perfect for golf.
A man after my own heart.
That's what I said. I knew you two would hit it off.
Absolutely beautiful.
Now, it's all hands on deck, though, coming up here pretty soon. Talk a little bit about that, how, again, it's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work. This club really gets into it and puts on a great show.
Yeah, we are fortunate. We have over 100 members in our club. We're always looking for new members, and a lot of people do join because of the 4th of July and because they have a great experience there and want to be part of putting it on. This is Jerry's and my eighth year, I think. It's our seventh year of being chairs or co-chairs of the 4th of July. But we have lots of other co-chairs of the parade and the food tent or the food trailer, lots of other activities that go on that club members help with. We start pretty much the night that we close down, thinking about the dates for the following year with the ride company. We're signing the contracts and looking forward to the following year. And then it really kind of starts in January with all the people in the Kiwanis Club and what part that they're going to play in helping our club.
How'd you get roped into that? Were you not at a meeting one time and we said we need chairs this year?
Well, we've had some great chairs over the past, and usually they do it for 7, 8, 9 years.
Mike Berkmeyer was a co-chair.
Yeah, and so at some point you have to step up and take your turn, and it was... I raised my hand first. I think I dragged Lisa along with me.
Yeah, that would be true.
Pull it down.
That would be true. He was chair of the parade for many, many years.
Yeah.
Like 15 years.
Yeah, I did.
He did the parade.
I did the parade chair, I think it was 10 or more years. And I got out of doing that when I said, okay, I'll become president of the club. But if I become president, I'm not doing the parade. So... anyway.
Yeah. And that parade, yeah. We'll get it because we'll be walking in it. It takes place on the 4th, the morning of the 4th. What, 10:45, 11 o'clock?
Kicks off at 10:45.
Is it really a mile long?
It probably is.
I mean, it feels like it. I mean, it says mile long parade, yeah. But I've never stepped. I mean, for a big fat guy like me, it feels like a mile by the time we get to the end of that thing.
Well, last year when we were doing the lineup, and our lineup is always over on the west side of town down by Wildwood, park, but we use a bunch of streets out there. And one street on Broadway, we went from the shelter house at Wildwood Park, and it went all the way out to what we call White Point, where it kind of diverges out there. And that's about as far back as I can remember it ever being. So it's staying strong and as big as ever.
Yeah, Dave Thomas and Melissa Miller, our daughter, they're co-chairs of the parade, and there's at least 80 units right now that are registered, and there'll be others that just come on the day of the parade and get in line.
So if you come at the day of the parade, are you at the end of the line? Do you sprinkle them in the middle? How does that work?
Well, parades are interesting.
Yes, they are. And if you're managing them, they're more interesting.
You do things for a long, long time, and then all of a sudden you get this idea, and you go, why didn't we put them in sections? Just let them show up. And when they show up, we have them line up in this section first, fill it in. Then if you're after that, you go in this other section. So over time, we've gotten a little bit smarter, made it a little bit easier, and so
you just get in line.
You kind of just get in line, and then we have marshals that will go through there. Every float entry will have a little card they fill out to say who they are, and
an announcer form.
Announcer form. We collect those and get those up to the grandstand. That way, when they're passing by, the announcers know who they are. And
so
have
if I want to be first, all I got to do is be there early.
Yeah, be there early.
Watch the guy down the hall.
He
come
might
right
line up now.
You may see
he might be camping out.
You might see our van over in Granville here comes a couple few hours from now. But it's a great parade. And not only is it it's a straight shot. I mean, it's really easy. My God, I think everybody in Central Ohio comes to this thing. Have you ever thought about how many people come to attend that event?
No, there's a lot, and then it gets some areas is very, very deep on people watching. But you know, people love the parade. 4th of July is tradition. You know, we have pictures of over 100 years ago of parades going through town. So our job is to keep that tradition going.
As long as there's little girls twirling batons, you have a real parade. Tell me you've got some of that.
Oh yeah. And then we'll have the bands. The 4-H band in particular has been in our parade for many, many years. The Granville High School band is also awesome, and they have a big showing at the 4th of July parade, too. So it'll be fun.
So who is this year's Grand Marshal?
This year is Debbie Tegmeyer,
who is a
Granville graduate. Yeah. Actually graduated from high school with Jerry and I, so we've known Debbie
She's
a long
not that
time.
Old.
Hey ho! Look out!
Yes, she is.
And most recently retired from the Licking County Housing Coalition, so we're really happy to have Debbie in the parade. Her husband actually is a Kwanian also, so you'll see Kevin probably driving the car that she's in. But yeah, we're really thrilled to have Debbie as our Grand Marshal.
Yeah, that is fantastic. She's such she's just a wonderful person.
She is.
Yes.
I mean, for the whole county, not
How do
just
you select your Grand Marshal. Who does that? Is there a committee for that?
There is a committee for that, and it's pretty much anybody in Kiwanis. We kind of start talking about it and take ideas and think about it and ask club members if they have any ideas. So,
do you take nominations from the public if they say, hey, this is somebody in Granville?
Absolutely. Yeah. If they have somebody that they think's worthy of being the marshal, then we will look
Kiwanis.
For that. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Sure.
Now, I saw you guys posted a Facebook page on your Facebook page that you were out doing floats. So what do you guys do? I mean, it's not like you don't do enough already, but I mean, what is?
So we always do a float. And
our Kiwanis Club does.
Kiwanis float. Club does. And so we go to Robin's Sally Schatz's house. They have a barn, they have a wagon. And so we go out there as a club and we have food and we decorate and, you know, along with the theme and so forth. For the last couple of years, we've highlighted our scholarship winners. Mm-hmm. We gave out
high school scholarship.
We gave out $15,000 worth of scholarships this year. So on our float, we'll have their names, and I hope most of them, not all of them, will show up and ride on the float.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Yep. $15,000, that's impressive.
So you like the Rose Parade? You have requirements, like you have to use so many flowers imported and domestic or anything at all could go?
No, it's pretty much here's some boxes of things to put on the float, and let's just do it.
So you mentioned the floats, like the flowers and all the stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa and I, a couple of years ago, we went to Pasadena, California, and the Kiwanis clubs in that area get together and they help build floats. So we spent the day building floats in Pasadena for the Rose Parade.
That's super cool.
As part of Kiwanis.
It was awesome.
It was really
fun. That had to be unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, and again, as a kid, we used to always watch the parade before the bowl game and all those kind of things. Yeah. To see all those. I mean, how hard is that to work with those flowers and do that like that?
It was really fun.
Yeah.
A lot of glue.
It was a lot of glue. You know, hot glue guns.
No duct tape? No. Just because I could see you doing that. Hey, I'm done.
Do the fumes get to you at all?
No, it was fine.
No, okay. It was in a big warehouse. Yeah. Okay. It was really fun.
So how many days did it take?
Oh, they worked on those for months. Oh, yeah. They were fun for months. But we got there
probably two or three days before the parade.
And so we actually were there kind of the last stuff that they were putting on. So it was awesome. And there was hundreds, maybe thousand people there. In that one site, working on those floats.
Wow. Did you guys get to walk in it, too? Did the Kiwanians, did they let Kiwanians walk with the float? Or?
They might from the local Kiwanis
Club. Yeah, I was just saying locally.
But we sat in bleachers and watched it.
Yeah. Because I could see you walking with golf clubs. Where's the golf course at? Who's the guy out there?
See that flower there? That's mine. I put that one on.
That's pretty much what we did. We said, we did that little portion of that float.
And that parade route is a little bit longer than the Grandma parade route. Yeah. So there'll be no walking for this guy.
When are you going to have the TV stations at the Granville Parade? They're going to have them all sitting out front. Al Roker can be there and starting announce and stuff. So that's the parade. That's taking place on the 3rd. It starts at around 10:45, 11. But you got stuff going on all week. It starts on Wednesday, the 2nd. Mm-hmm. You got stuff going on the whole entire time. Maybe before we take a quick break, what's going to happen on Wednesday? What folks can expect?
So Wednesday, the stage downtown will open with entertainment at 1 o'clock, but the big thing on Wednesday is fireworks. So the party in the park is at Wildwood Park. Starts at 8 o'clock, 8 to 10. The Big Bad will be there on stage and will entertain you from 8 to 10 until the fireworks go off at 10 o'clock.
And who's the entertainment Wednesday night?
The Big Bad is at the party at the park, mm-hmm. and then we'll have entertainment on the stage through 8 o'clock. Actually, the Matt Simmons Band is from the Utica area, and he'll be downtown.
Matt's awesome.
Yeah, Matt's great. He was with us last year. Unfortunately, he got rained on, so we invited him back again this year, so hopefully he'll have a great time on Wednesday. So that's going to kick it off. We'll be opening all the rides, and everything will open at 1 o'clock on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. And in the fireworks, they're down at Wildwood, so folks have to understand, hey,
you got
to
walk.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
You pretty much have to walk from downtown. It's not too far of a walk, but Kiwanis Club, we will have in the shelter house, we'll have hot dogs and drinks and chips for people to buy down there. We'll also have Weathervane Popcorn. He'll be down there with popcorn, and I think he does lemonade. Those will be the two vendors that are down at the park. But come, bring your blanket and bring your chairs and enjoy the Big Bad until the fireworks.
Is there any pro tip? I mean, is there anywhere away from the park that you can kind of hang out and not fight the crowds and all
we're
that?
We're always right at the park, so I'm not really a good person to ask. I'm sure you can see it from lots of different places in town.
Yeah, I hear from residents that they all sit in different spots and just kind of see the tops and so forth. But it's better to be down by the fireworks because there's actually music that gets played kind of goes with the fireworks, so closer you are, the better experience you'll have.
The bigger the oohs and ahs.
Yeah.
And can I just say to the motorists, please don't stop on the bridge over 16.
Yeah. Or on the highway. Yeah.
I mean, you can do about it, but I'm just like, the one time I was driving, I'm like, why is there so much traffic over here? And then all of a sudden I started to see the fireworks. I'm like, got it.
Fireworks.
Grandma's shooting the fireworks off. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Lisa and Jerry Miller.
with Granville Kiwanis. Cloudy skies throughout the day today. Occasional showers. Now, we could see some storms this afternoon. You're the weather guru. Have you seen anything? Are we still calling for maybe storms this afternoon?
I'm the way I see it, it looks like waves. Like, it'll be calm, it'll storm, it'll be calm, it'll be storming. Probably bigger. National Weather Service says bigger in the afternoon and evening hours. But then once it finally goes through, tomorrow should start to notice less humidity, and then 63 degrees tomorrow night. God bless America.
Well,
finally,
I know
windows
these two will
up,
take good weather.
Cool cross breeze. Yay.
No problem with it. I can almost guarantee you this. At 5 o'clock, what tee are we teeing off on tonight in our golf league? There will be a cloud and rain over us. I can almost guarantee you.
I don't know that that's true or not.
Well, I'm just telling you, be prepared. But don't have to worry about the weather this week, because it looks like the rest of the week is going to be beautiful. Lisa, you were talking a little bit about what takes place on the first day of kickoff of the 4th of July celebration. What's going to be happening on Thursday then, after Wednesday's big night with the fireworks?
Yeah, Thursday we'll open again at the grandstand downtown at 1 o'clock. With entertainment, there'll be entertainment at the grandstand all day. The Bakerset Boys will be from 6 to 8 o'clock. They're a local band, local group of Granville High School guys that are going to play. And then our the evening will end with the Roxy Janes from 8 to 10. First time we've had them for the 4th of July and on our stage, and we're really excited to have them.
They are always in Pataskala, and I was out there, and I've heard them. They are really good. Enjoy them.
Yeah, well, we've heard lots of great things about them. We actually did hear them over in the Buckeye Lake area, so we're really excited to have them on our stage on Thursday. So Granville's Got Talent is also that day, so if you want to ante into that, you can go onto our website, which is granvilleforth.com, and get all the information about Granville's Got Talent. And then also Reed Coleman and John Carson. Reed Coleman is a Granville grad, so he'll be on stage too, first time for him also.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many talented people. I mean, you talked about some of the earlier ones. I mean, Jerry, I'm assuming you won't be up there for Granville's Got Talent. That won't be you.
No, I don't have it. You know, I have a role in this whole 4th of July. I take care of the trash. I take care of the ice. I take care of the ride company. I work with the village service department and village manager.
I hope not in that order.
No, I just said I agree with
trash,
that.
Trash, then ice, then Port-a-Johns. I'm like, no.
We would all like to handle the ice first.
I have an ice guy. Steve Brown is my ice guy.
There you go.
You know what, real quick, you mentioned the village and working with it. They embrace this as well. Because let me tell you something, and you know better than I do. In this day and age, to be able to provide security and make sure things, the village really steps up and helps out with us, I assume.
Well, it's the village, the police. They have a whole plan. It goes on. We work with the fire department. You know, our contract to do the fireworks, so all that stuff has to be permitted through the fire chief, Casey Curtis. So we can't do what we do without the support from the village. So we thank them. But they see this as something that has to happen in Granville, is the sense I get. And so they're more than happy to let Kiwanis help take the lead on that. But without their support, this wouldn't happen. So we thank them a lot.
And I'm not saying this to make this sound like, well, you're Kiwanis, whoa, we got to help. But you do so much in the community. Mm-hmm. I mean, for a few days, I know Newark Kiwanis, sometimes people will give us a little grief because, well, you're shutting down the streets and the businesses in downtown. We get that. We understand it could be an inconvenience. But you're talking three or four. For ours is three. You guys are four. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
You do so much in the community, just kind of everybody embrace it. And I do think the businesses do, don't they, that are down there?
Oh, yeah. The businesses will be open. And I know it's hard for people to park and get there, but they will be open. And we really appreciate people patronizing them, too. All of the money, this is our major fundraiser for the year, like you and Newark Kiwanis with the Strawberry Festival. And it's our major fundraiser. And we put money right back into the community locally, not just in Granville, but in the county. You know, we help the Yes Club. We do, as Jerry mentioned, all the scholarships. We help athletic boosters. So we do turn around and put money right back into the community.
Yeah, it does make it nice. You got a lot of notes over there, Jerry. Am I missing something there for you? I mean, I've never seen you write so much.
I think I've covered most of our stuff. But, we talk about supporting the community. Well, by having our fourth, the Music Boosters has a stand there where they sell lemonade.
Lemonade shake-ups.
they make a ton of money, and that supports our local band. The Boy Scouts do their French fries, and that money goes to the Scout program. So on and on, there's groups that are there raising money for their programs, and that's part of our community, and that's what we want to do, and yeah, it's great.
I see the shirt. Is that this year's? Oh, no, I see. Yes, now I see where it says 2025.
Yeah.
That's a good-looking shirt. Got some fireworks on it, Farmer's Market.
Yeah.
Got a Granville Kiwanis emblem on it.
So we do T-shirts every year, and this year's a little bit different because typically we don't have sponsors on the back, but because of some changes downtown where they've redone some of the curbs and working on that, our room is a little bit tighter this year. So our semi-truck, where we've had our major sponsors all plastered on it, we will not have that. We have new signage this year, learning from what NERC Club does at the Strawberry Festival. But we put our major sponsors on the backs of our T-shirts. So they are for sale. Adult sizes are $20, and kids' youth sizes are $15. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we will have them downtown at our food trailer.
Yeah, it's a good-looking shirt. Yeah. Friday, we got the parade. We talked about that. What takes place after that?
Yeah, Friday. And then Saturday. Saturday will be just downtown again. The main entertainment will start at 1 o'clock, and then we end. The last couple of years, we've ended with the Granville High School Jazz Band and the Steel Drum Band, and they have a great time. They actually, I saw a post that they have an alumni Steel Drum Band also coming back. So they'll be on the Midway from 4 to 6, the Jazz Band, and 6 to 8, the Steel Drum Band, and we close down at 8 o'clock on Saturday. We made that change right after COVID. We used to stay open until 10 o'clock, but tearing everything down in the dark is a little hard, as you probably know. So we just decided on the last day, we're wrapping things up at 8 o'clock. It's just, by the last day of the fair, our club, as you know, is we're working on fumes. So it's safer for everybody. It's easier for everybody. So we appreciate that.
But why do you think we close down at 6 o'clock on a Sunday every year? It's for that reason, right there.
Yeah, exactly.
To be able to get things done in the daylight hours.
But we'll end on a great note with with the high school bands.
Mm-hmm. They are so much fun.
Yeah.
What are you folks going to be serving out of the trailer now? Go ahead and promote your food that's going to be there. I know I've been down there, but
well, I think it's barbecue and hot dogs and lots of drinks and stuff like that. That's mostly what they'll be serving out of there. We've done a lot of different things over the years, and this seems easier and simpler to do. And
give the people what they want. Barbecue and hot dogs. Doesn't get more 4th of July than that.
On the 4th? Really?
Yeah.
And then you guys have the big tent right there. Folks can sit underneath that. If it's too much sun, which we're hoping it will be, a lot of sun, it looks like it's going to be, they can sit underneath there. Yeah. You got the rides. Who's your ride company?
Bates Amusement is our rides again this year. We've had them for several years. Ticket prices, their wristband, which is, to me, the best deal. You can get an all-day wristband. It's $30 to be able to do that. And then they sell strips of 12 for $10, and then rides cost 3 or 4 tickets or something, depending on the size of the rides. But they'll also bring in lots of games. If you want to come down and do whatever games they have, they're all over the place. So lots of stuff to do for everybody in the family.
Yeah, we also like to thank the Granville Schools. They stage, they are at the Granville High School right now in the parking lot. So we're really fortunate that the high school lets us have the amusement rides out there staged and staying there during the fair.
It's a lot of work to do that.
It's a lot of work, and it's so we appreciate them letting them stage out there.
So one of the other plugs I want to do is to the high school football team. Talk about people who are helping. We borrow bleachers from the schools to bring downtown for people to sit on for the different events. And for the last couple of years, and including this year, the high school football team is going to load the bleachers onto a semi-truck. Tom Harvey with Hope Timber brings down a semi-truck, and they will load them up, and they will bring them downtown, and then Kiwanians will take them off the truck downtown, and we'll takes a couple of loads to do that, and then same on the return trip after the fair is done. So appreciate the high school, and then the football team also, and some of the other sports teams sign up to do trash pickup. So throughout the 4-day festivals, we have people help manage it, but there's a lot of football kids walking around with their jerseys on helping take care of trash. So again, it's how you build community, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, no doubt. Do you guys have the recycle bins too? You'll have those this year or not this year?
We'll have places to put recycling in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have Rumpke is providing our dumpsters this year. And we will have one dumpster for all the recycling, and then we'll have dumpsters for the trash. Mm-hmm.
Sounds great. Like you've crossed every T and dotted every I. My golly.
If it just works.
I think Lisa has crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's. You golf during this time?
No. This is a no golf week.
This is your husband, Jerry.
Yes, I know. He comes home occasionally.
Do you guys still do the Patriotic Pet Contest?
We do. Patriotic Pet Contest. Actually, last year we had so many pets, we usually just carved out a half an hour. It's now an hour.
Oh,
so
wow.
Bring your pet. We have, I know it can be hot. We have some ice tubs that to keep the animals cool if they need to. We put mats down on the asphalt so that the dogs don't have to walk on the asphalt. But we had a chicken last year.
Rabbit.
And rabbits. And I think we had a guinea pig.
I know one year you had an actual pig.
Yeah. You just never know what's going to show up. And they are adorable. Uh-huh. And there's different categories for different animals. And anyway, it is actually on the 4th. So it'll be on the 4th from 5:30 to 6:30 downtown. So bring your favorite pet down
there.
Now,
look, you think it's tough being a judge for a baby contest? Or a Granville's Got Talent contest. Yeah. Go ahead and do that for a pet and tell somebody their pet's not cute. Yeah. And then let me know how that works out for you.
Oh,
it's amazing.
It is very fun.
Yeah.
And and Barb Polak from our club helps run that. So we're really appreciative that she does that.
That's hilarious.
It's a cool thing.
Patriotic chicken.
And the other thing that's always reminds me that it's the Granville, Jeff Gill, who I a man is always at the back of that parade with his shovel because he's got to take care of all what the horses leave behind. Is he going to be there again this year?
He is going to be there this year. And if you get the Granville magazine, I should have brought one to you. In the Granville magazine, on the last page in the magazine is a whole article on Jeff and how he is in that position in the parade and how he got there.
I've always known since I've been down here 17 years. How many years? Always know that Jerry. Yep.
He's probably got the best garden in the community.
Yeah. He may very well. I never thought about that. Yeah. See, city boy don't think like that. City boy just thinks, watch for your step. That's how city boy thinks. When's it all kickoff?
So we start on Wednesday, July 2nd. We want to give a shout out to our major sponsors.
Sure.
Granville Community Foundation sponsors our fireworks, so we really appreciate that. Newark Auto Body, MPW, Port-A-Clean, Duchess Shops, Owens Corning, Ross's Granville Market, and Coughlin Cars. So we appreciate those major sponsors, along with lots of other sponsors that'll be in our signs downtown. So patronize them.
Great.
And the parade is Friday at 11, correct? Well,
parade
10:45.
Is,
10:45
yeah, 10, it'll
kickoff.
Yeah. Kickoff at 10:45.
And if you're going to be early, get there early.
Yeah, get there early.
When do they start setting up chairs? Mm. I mean, there's nothing you can do about that either. I mean, I know.
Well, we actually put some little signs out now.
Did you?
That say no tarps or chairs until the day of the event.
Okay.
Because we've had some grass, really be burned before. And same with the fireworks. We hope that people won't put big tarps down until the day of the event. The day of, which to a lot of people mean a minute after midnight. So just
that's right where my brain went.
Day of.
We may have to rewrite those signs.
Well, Lisa and Jerry, I appreciate you coming in. Weather looks like it's going to be fantastic. Hopefully everything works out. If not, still go down. It's such a fun time. I know you've been down.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a fun time just to walk around and see everything. Yes. The parade. If you love a crowd, go to the parade.
Go to the parade.
That's all I can tell you. So thanks so much. Appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.